Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. At the beginning of my career, I used to have a role where I would be taking incoming calls from financial advisors around the country, and then we would help them, you know, whether they needed a share price or whether they needed some portfolio advice or whatever they needed, we would help them out. And that was the role. And the goal of the job, or at least one of the ways we were measured, were on the number of calls we took a day and the talk time that we had over the course of the day. And they would entice you, the firm I was with, they'd actually bring in lunch every day for you if you agreed to stay in. And so that's what we did. I mean, we were making very little money. It was sort of an entry level position to the financial services world. And so the food would come in. You'd end the call. You'd pop yourself off for a second. You'd run over, grab food, and then go back and eat. And you would eat as quickly as you could because you had 5 or 6 seconds between each call to stuff down as much food as you could. And what happened with that is I got very good at eating quickly. I mean, really good at eating quickly. It, so much so that when I got out into the field and I got promoted, it actually helped me because if I'm having lunch with a group of people, and part of the lunch would be you do a sales presentation over lunch, the quicker you ate, the more you could talk. So it served me. But now I'm starting to rethink that. And that ability to eat quickly and serving me is actually just the opposite, because what's happening now is as I get older, my metabolism slows down, and now I've got more challenges in terms of maintaining my weight. So I got on the scale the other day and I'm getting frustrated because I probably need to drop 10 to 15 pounds. And one of the things that I really need to wrap my brain around is a method for doing it effectively. And one of the things I've been thinking about is just rather than going to a fad diet where I do something for a while and then stop and put the weight back on again, I need to change things at the ground level. And I really think that my biggest problem is the way that I eat. And so what I've just started doing in the last 2 days is something that I'm just calling mindful eating. Instead of just scarfing down food, I'm going much more slowly. I'm thinking about what I'm eating. I'm actually enjoying the food as it's going down. And also I'm trying to be more thankful for that food as I get there. Right? I'm not a religious person. I don't say grace before I eat. But you know what? It's a nice thing to just give thanks mentally before I start eating or while I'm eating and to truly appreciate what's happening. So I'm playing around with this and I'm hoping by saying this, it holds my feet to the fire a little more to stay more mindful when I eat, to slow down and to appreciate what I'm doing. And it's just a thought, you know, think about yourself and how you go through things. How many meals do you eat standing up? How many times are you rushing out the door as you're trying to eat food or doing what you're doing? And maybe if we just stopped and slowed down a little bit, you know, my intention is to actually eat less as a result. Because if you eat quickly, you don't even realize you're full because you ate too quickly. But if I could slow down and pace myself, the goal for me would be to eat a little bit less and enjoy it a lot more. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just hit the subscribe button on iTunes. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and ongoing, try what I'm suggesting and what I'm trying. Try to be more mindful when you eat. Try to be appreciative for the food and slow down. Enjoy what you're eating. Take it easy. Pace yourself. Maybe even putting your fork down or your spoon down between bites. But just slow down and appreciate what it is. And in the end, you may end up eating less and being happier as you do it.